Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. Good morning. I'm Andy Summers. It's the Andy Summers Show. My buddy Dave is on vacation, and he missed the thrill of my life yesterday when the hotline rang, and we got a call from, I have to play this for you because you know this guy, right? Hang on. Let me get to the beginning. This guy. Right? Watch out, boy, Hall & Oates, so good.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Just amazing.
You can rely on the old man's money.
So Daryl Hall and John Oates are from their Philadelphia guys. And I had a chance to talk to John Oates about what he's doing in Nashville now, about he and how he and Daryl Hall met, and about recording We Are the World. Just so many really cool stories he has. So why don't you just hear how it went? Phone rang, man. You're going to hear the excitement in my voice. It was ridiculous. Thanks to you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's John Oates here.
Like, right there, right now, that's you, John Oates.
I like it. I like it.
We're a country music radio station, and I know that you're from Philly, but have been living in Nashville for a long time, so you are tying the best of our worlds together right now.
Love that. Let's do it.
All right, to put things in perspective for our younger audience who may not realize the magnitude of getting to talk to John Oates, gosh, where do I even begin? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame. You were in We Are the World. Originally, we know you from Hall & Oates. How did you guys meet? Because I heard this is a pretty interesting story.
Well, we did. It was the summer of 1967. We had just gotten out of high school, and we both had individual groups. We made records individually, and both those records were being played on Philadelphia radio on the R&B stations. And we got invited to, independently, that is, we didn't know each other, to go to this teenage dance in West Philadelphia in a kind of a bad neighborhood. And while we were waiting backstage to go on, there was a gang fight. And when the gang fight broke out, we went down to the street level, and that's how we met, basically, and said, hey, man, yeah, you're a cool record, you know, it's like, and it was a small music scene in Philly, especially back in those days. And we, you know, little by little, you know, my group kind of broke up. I joined Daryl's group as a guitar player. That group broke up, and he and I began hanging out and just hanging out down in Center City. And, you know, we were hippies and bopping around downtown.
That's so crazy. I know that you're still, I mean, very active in the music community. Are you writing with country artists? Are you interacting with them at all, people that we would know?
Well, you know, I write with a lot of people who write with a lot of the country artists. I work, you know, kind of on my own stuff. You know, I'm not really in the contemporary country world that much, although I got a lot of good friends, you know, all the session players who play on all the records. Some of them play in my band. I'm more in the kind of roots Americana side of country music.
You've had so many amazing experiences, like I mentioned earlier. Talk to me about what it was like doing Where Are the World.
We Are the World was interesting because back in those days, you know, you didn't have a lot of award shows and things like that. You know, you had the Grammys and you had the American Music Awards. And so Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, you know, when they wrote the song, and they were smart because they picked the night of the American Music Awards in Los Angeles. And so everybody who is anybody in pop music was there because, as I said, there just wasn't that many award shows. So after the awards were over, everyone was taken to this small studio in Hollywood and went in, and there were no managers allowed, no agents, no hangers-on. It was just the artists themselves in a room. And so everybody broke down their, you know, their barriers, and everybody was real friendly and talking to each other. And it's very rare that, you know, all these artists actually get a chance to talk to each other because, you know, everybody thinks that, you know, all these artists know each other, and they kind of do, but they don't. They're in their own worlds, you know. They're touring, they're recording, they've got their own bands, their own teams, whatever. So all of a sudden, these people who knew each other but didn't know each other very well could be in one room together. And it was really, I was standing right behind Ray Charles, and I had Bob Dylan over my left shoulder. If you look at the pictures, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing there going, hey, this is pretty cool.
And you were smart enough to get the sheet music signed, right?
Yes, I have it. In fact, I'm looking at it right now as we speak here in my music room.
Oh.
I've got the sheet music framed with all the signatures of all the people that were there.
John Oates, you are amazing. Live in Nashville is the new album. It's out now. Thank you so much for your time and continued success, my friend.
Hey, thanks very much. Great to talk to you. All right.
Mornings with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.